Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Well, our Buckminster Fuller says, humanity is acquiring all the right technology for all the wrong reasons. And that becomes even true when teenagers are dealing with the tech. Professor Salman Nakavi, what are your immediate comments on that?
So in the previous session, we were discussing the philosophy and the ideology underlying the use of technology. Now, when it comes to the application, we need, as I said, to apply it and use it for everything which is going to improve our mental capabilities, our behavior, our progress as a human being, as a Muslim. We need to be benefiting from this technology. There's no doubt about it. So now, one of the stages is the learning process, learning anything we want to learn. So today the internet is a universe of information.
Right.
So it's everything is at your fingertips. There was a time when you would have to go to the library and search for days and days to get
a particular information.
Now everything is on your fingertips. So this is the beneficial aspect. Yes, the hard labor previously was to search for the information. Now the information is there. You can benefit from that information. You can learn it, remember it, analyze it, critically analyze it, make an evaluation of it, and just come up with your own opinion or whatever.
Right.
So that is giving us opportunity to progress in our acquisition of knowledge.
Right.
So that is the positive aspect. But when it really comes to something, a stage where you need to, you're completely relying upon on the technology to do everything for you, that becomes problematic as far as learning goes. And then when you come into a profession, you have learned what is needed to be learned. Of course, knowledge is not the only thing. Skills have to be acquired. And learning skills, practical skills, it's not an easy thing to do in the internet, in the virtual world. Yes, imparting knowledge, giving knowledge, information, acquiring knowledge and information is okay.
But so are you trying to say over here that parents who kind of rely completely on tech, they say like our children are having access to the technology right now, the digital tech, and they're getting all the information they want, and they are actually ignoring the skills they should be working upon?
Yes, because skills, it's not very easy to teach your children or even yourselves any practical skills. For example, you want your child to become a tailor or a cook or maybe any profession or a surgeon. I mean, you can talk to a person about the theoretical aspects of surgery.
But not practical.
But
ones,
the practical, doing the surgery requires the movement of your hands in a proper way, in an appropriate way, in a skillful way.
Yeah.
So that can't be acquired
by theoretical knowledge or information. No,
that theoretical knowledge is not enough. You need to be able to practice it,
right.
Practice the theory. So you need some space, workspace, where you can practically learn things. And maybe it is possible tomorrow technology advances to such a stage that you can teach and you can make people learn skills on the internet, but that's not the stage yet.
Right.
So that is one the negative aspect,
right. So we'll discuss more with you, Professor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Nakawi, and we're discussing the impacts of technology on the teenage upbringing. Professor, you said if we completely rely on the technology for information gathering, that won't be enough in upbringing. What is important is parents have to keep this thing into the consideration that they do work on the skills of their children.
Yes, so of course, we were talking about the skills aspect. The skills, the skills regarding technology itself, the creativity that you can acquire within the internet also is there. It's also an opportunity to learn creativity like graphics and motion graphics or animation or such things which are there.
Right.
Within the
digital world.
The skills pertaining to that are there. But when it comes to maybe life skills, that's difficult. So as far as the skills go, it is okay. But as far as the...
And also the art. Because human beings are designed differently for the creation of art by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a great artist, and his art does manifest in many of the human beings.
Of course.
I don't think tech can actually replace that.
Even, again, if you mean, for example, when you're talking about calligraphy, or you're talking about painting, or you're talking about sculpting, so where your hands are moving, your body's moving, that can't be replicated by the tech or AI. Technology, yes. They can mimic what human beings are doing. They can create the same the similar effects, but still that personal human touch
own.
That of creative that's not possible. Technology, whatever, for example, AI is using, is something which has been developed over the ages by human beings.
Right.
So it's a collection of all the available human resources, all the human knowledge data which is there in the virtual world. That technology can only depend on that and can benefit from that and create something through that and from that. But developing, going ahead and moving ahead and becoming creative by itself on its own, I don't think it's possible.
Right.
Especially now. Still at this stage, it's not possible to say that. Secondly, skills and professional skills. Yes. One aspect is you want your children to become good professionals. And as you said, many of the professions are going to become obsolete.
Right.
Because now there won't be any need for them because of the, for example...
Like these AI bots. We have AI chatbots.
Yes.
Who translate or
A lot of things can be substituted by AI. For even drivers, Tomorrow you won't have drivers driving buses and trains and maybe even airplanes.
Right.
So you may have computers doing that, AI doing that. So many professions will be substituted, will become obsolete, and they will be substituted by technology. But
right.
still, we need to remember that those who will be managing that technology will be those professionals who would be required by society.
Right. We'll talk more on that with you, Professor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful."
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi discussing the impacts of technology on the teenage upbringing. Yes, Professor, you are saying that technology has been at our service. It's everything. All the information is now on our fingertips. But at the same time, parents have to be keeping in mind that they do not get completely dependent on the tech world. They have to develop those skills in their children. They have to be working on those skills, recognizing their skills, basically.
Yes, I mean, you can't expect the technology to go out into nature and discover so many species that are being discovered daily, whether in the plant world or the animal world. Or
by the human beings.
By human beings. I mean, it's that human quest for knowledge, that thirst for knowledge that drives human beings to search for things. And as the Quran has, guided us towards those things and the beautiful things that Allah Almighty has created in the whole universe, going down into the depths of that, of this creation of Allah Almighty, is possible to human, through the human nature, the human spirit and the human soul has to come into play. Yes, technology will be certainly employed, will be used for this quest, and it will take us to higher depths and more, some things which are beyond what can be, for example, seen by the natural five senses. All the technology which is being developed, our children must know, they cannot work on their own. They can only augment what is there in nature. The five senses, the main mental capabilities can be augmented, can be facilitated, can be, but there's no substitute for the human spirit, the human consciousness, the human reality of the truth which is there, and that can only be found in the creation of Allah Almighty in the form of the human being. So we need to understand technology is a tool which has to be employed for human beings for their urge for knowledge, for their urge for carrying out good deeds. Human beings are naturally, inherently, they want to do good things. Interacting with other human beings, family, outside the family, it's human nature.
Yeah.
If we're going to get bogged down in the virtual world all the time, where's that human interaction going to go? That human interaction is very important for the human progress and perfection.
Has very much like lessened today. We don't have those much physical contacts or
again there's a positive aspect. I mean, you have family members living across the globe.
Exactly.
You have people who are there.
So communication is
easier. Today
it has bridged the gap.
Thousands of kilometers away, you can talk to your family members, your brother, your children, parents, sister. So that is the positive aspect. But then again, now no one writes a letter. Once upon a time, our grandparents, our parents, ourselves, We used to write letters to our parents, to our family members. Now that thing has completely become obsolete.
And those letters had so emotional power within them.
Even then, again, you can, for example, even if it came down to emails, even then you could write an extensive letter. But what now in Facebook or in
other social media apps,
WhatsApp, you can just, you know, give small marks, small comments and remarks, and that's all.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Professor. It needs a lot of more discussion. We'll be inviting you again. Thank you so much for being with us. So men have actually become tools of their own tools that they created. Inshallah, in the upcoming sessions, we'll be guiding you more how to be taking care of your children while dealing with the tech. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.